Good Saturday morning, Arizona homeowners, and welcome to Rosie on the House. First broadcast for this program in 2018, but the start of our 30th year in broadcasting. All possible by you, the listener, and we appreciate y'all spending your Saturday mornings with us. To join and be a part of the program, if you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can also send text to 411-923 or email into info@rosieonthehouse.com. It's the three ways to communicate to the broadcast. Most of those are the same during the week. We don't monitor the text during the week, but email and that phone number forwards through to the office all week long. And part of our celebration for our 30th year anniversary, we've put together a fun promotion. We've put a toolbox together of the tools homeowners need to have. They're all hand tools. Nothing electric, nothing that requires gas, nothing you plug in. These are hand tools, so they're tools that you can use at any time, any case, any emergency. They're, according to research, the hand tools that are the essentials. Very, very good. And we worked very hard to find them American-made. We were hoping to have this going a little bit earlier, but we had a setback with the fulfillment warehouse. And then we had a setback. We found a toolbox, and then they had discontinued it. So you had to start all over from ground zero. And the toolbox we found, it's a proto, but they don't make them until ordered. So it's nothing that's available until an actual order is put in. Then there's a turnaround time on that. So we're doing the pre-sales right now. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on our e-store, and scroll down. And there's a little bit of history about the development of the e-store there and what kind of tools you can find on there. They've all been product tested, but then you scroll down to the 30th anniversary custom etch toolkit, and you can see we've got a handsaw, for wood, you know, just what you would typically see when you think handsaw. Then we've also got a smaller hacksaw that's great for metal bits, and you can interchange it to if you need a PVC to cut PVC, a copper, whatever the case might be, tape measure, a little utility knife, a torpedo level, a screwdriver that's a multi-bit. You can flip it both ways, and each side it's got a Phillips and a flathead with different sizes. A three-pair set of pliers from Channel Lock. And then what has been everyone's favorite thus far is the S-wing tool, the S-wing hammer. It's got a leather wrap handle. Stan brought one in that was his dad's. I mean, this hammer's almost 60 years old and still perfectly working condition. The leather, it doesn't look as nice as our new pit finished polish, but hasn't frayed, hasn't worn, doesn't have any loose edges. This is a toolkit that will last you your lifetime. And all the proceeds from this toolkit go to our three nonprofits, Habitat for Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul, and Military Mission Assistance. We had them in studio on September 16th just talking about what they serve for the community and why we pick them to partner with. So it's just something fun that we're doing for our 30th anniversary. They, like I said, pre-sales are going on right now, and once we hit a certain order number, then we'll go ahead and have the shipment place. Like I said, these tools aren't made until ordered. So we'll make an order once we hit 150, because then that gives us the purchasing power we need to make sure that we are hitting our designated goal and our nonprofit donations.
Make a great housewarming gift for a new homeowner.
Yeah. Oh. Or if you've got a dad that's enjoyed the broadcast for a lot of years, we've never had any kind of hats or shirts or anything like that, which is also something we've put together for this as well. You can get the toolbox kit itself at $250. You can get the tool kit plus, which also includes a shirt, a hat, and a one-year subscription to our new Rosie on the House Homezada digital platform that takes the home maintenance calendar we've put together and mailed out this week, and you should have in your inbox. If you didn't get it yesterday, it should be in your inbox today. It seemed like after about a 200-mile radius from the point of distribution, they didn't get delivered yesterday, so expect them today. Well, you can take all of the digital home maintenance we cover every single month, and those that apply to your home, you can schedule in your home Zada personal home maintenance profile, and you can do all kinds of really neat things. If it's a one-time occurrence, if it's reoccurrence, you can assign it to different people in the family. You can put lists on there if you need to go purchase products for these things or tools. And you know, if you're putting in information, your spouse is putting in information, well, the more you put in there, the more it can help you. And as you're, if you're at the hardware store or the nursery, you can log in on your smartphone and you've got all the information right there. Oh, what was the size of that? Oh, what was the variety of, you know, flower that we were trying to get the fertilizer for? Oh, what was that tree variety? All this information is now put in this cloud. You can access it anywhere. So when you're out doing your shopping for your home maintenance, you've got it in your hand. A perfect example that we have right now is my daughter's room, Landry. We were painting it. We got the ceilings white. We've got peppercorn on the wall. And then we couldn't decide what the other three walls we wanted to be. We knew what accent color we wanted, but until we saw it in the room, we didn't want to pick what that other third one was. And we took a number of samples from the store and we put them all together. So Amanda took a screenshot. You know, you go into your home Zada, you go into your projects, and then you can hit the phone feature and took a picture of the paint sample we wanted. So now when I walk into Sherman Williams on my way home, I can show them this is the paint sample with the number. And then while that's open and I get the receipt, I can load that receipt. So that project, the painting for this particular room, will have this on file, you know, and until we change the color of the room. That way, if we ever need to go back or do touch-up, we've got a record, the store it came from, the mix it came from, the number of the paint. It's a digital footprint, fingerprint of your home.
It's gonna take home ownership to a whole new level of hands-off automated processes. And we'll be spending this year educating y'all piece by piece about it because it's going to be really new for a lot of y'all. But we've had several callers on hold and they've been waiting for a while. We've got Michelle, we've got Chris, and we've got Alan. Let's get to a couple calls. We have an open line if you'd like to sneak in, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a question for you about some windows that I have.
Okay.
They're non-opening windows that are in the back of my house, and our backyard backs up to Bell Road.
Okay.
So you can imagine the backyard's kind of noisy. So okay. I was wondering if I could replace that with block glass, and it would help with the noise getting in the house.
Glass block isn't going to really do a lot acoustically to silence Bell Road.
Okay.
Yeah. The best you'd be able to do is, and this is the only time we recommend triple pane glass. There is a manufacturer out there that promotes their triple pane, but it's eighth inch glass separated by 3/16 of an air gap, and that isn't the triple pane that's going to help you. You need to be in a triple pane window that's 5/8 to 3/4 of an inch thick with a significant air gap in between each pane. The way sound waves move is the sound wave is an energy, and it hits the outboard pane of glass, and it has to change frequency to go through that glass. It's a different frequency moving through the air as it is moving through the glass. Then it has to change frequency again to go through the air gap, again to go through the centerpiece of glass, again through the air gap, and again through the last inboard piece of glass. When it has to change waveform, it loses energy every single time. Triple pane glass, number one asset, is its acoustic ability to quiet outdoor noise. But I will tell you, that isn't going to be the only thing you'll need to address. It'll need to be addressed how the window pane is attached to the house. If they're aluminum, you're going to have to isolate the aluminum frame from the skeleton of the house to stop the acoustic transformation through the material. There are a couple things that need to be done, but I promise you, you won't be happy with glass block. That won't stop the noise.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out, because I was kind of leaning towards that way since it was a window that didn't open anyway. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to hear that. Thank you very much.
And if it doesn't open, Romy, do you know, can we get Michelle in touch with Magnetite? Are they available?
Magnetite would be a good option.
It'd be a great option.
It's not something that, as far as I know, that
super affordable.
You'd have to get it ordered from out of state.
Yeah.
But that would be a great option. It's you install magnet strips onto the interior frame of the window, then you put a magnet seal of another pane of glass. It's made as a storm window originally, but it has great acoustic value. Then if it's a place somebody sleeps, one additional step you can take on top of that is putting some kind of water feature in that you would plug in and have a little trickling sound effect that would make some white noise to drown out the Bell Road traffic.
But Michelle, Google Magnetite, and it is a acrylic sheet storm window made in South Louisiana for hurricane protection. But it is an extremely affordable way to get triple pane acoustic feature on an existing dual pane window. So there's a tip. Oh, you know what? I magnetited my way right past a couple minutes of commercial break that I guess we better get to.